Unit 6. Engineers as Intelligent Robots. Engineering education emphasizes technology since this is the bread and butter of engineering, but non-technical decisions often present the most difficult problems for engineers. For this reason, American engineering education includes courses in the humanities and social sciences, and we hope that our graduates have attained a broad education that gives them the ability to think for themselves and to make reasonable decisions that affect society. Not all engineers receive such an education, and sometimes this can result in great social harm. An example of such a case was the changes that occurred in Stalinist USSR. In the 1920s and 30s, Russian engineers were independent thinkers, but such people were deemed dangerous to the Soviet state. Many engineers were executed, and most were convicted in show trials of anti-Soviet activity. Eventually, the engineers became nothing but robots, relegated to solving technical problems without asking questions. Loren Graham, in his excellent book, The Ghost of the Executed Engineer, 1996, argues that this change in the role of engineering in Soviet society is at least partially responsible for the collapse of the Soviet Union. He recounts an exchange he had in the 1970s with a young engineer. What kind of an engineer are you? I am a roller-bearing engineer at pulp and paper mills. That must mean you studied mechanical engineering. No, I studied roller bearings at pulp and paper mills. The society that educated this young engineer decided that the only thing she was required to know was how to design roller bearings in pulp and paper mills. All other knowledge, technical and social, was considered superfluous and even dangerous. Graham describes the events at Chernobyl nuclear power plant prior to the tragic meltdown. Managers in Moscow mandated the tests, and as soon as the engineers started running them, an alarm went off. Instead of alerting the managers in Moscow, they simply turned off the alarm and continued the test they had been told to run. A second alarm went off, and a third. In all, the engineers turned off 6 alarms before the meltdown occurred. They did not perceive their job as professionals who should think about their responsibility to society. They were there to perform the test as mandated by the managers, and they were just following orders. The concept of professional ethics was totally foreign to them. This is not to suggest that our engineers are like that. We simply want to illustrate an extreme case of poor engineering education. If our engineers are to think for themselves, engineering education has to include courses in global affairs, history of civilizations, and most importantly, professional ethics.